I knew that, then they probably wouldn't be able to move the ball at all. But I don't know. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you just got to be prepared for everything, really. Like I said, take it back to your fundamentals because, you know, you read your keys, and basically that's taking you where you need to go.
The element of surprise, though, still kind of exists in week 2.
I think so. It's still early. You know, pretty much it's going to be unscouted looks the whole season. So, you know, it goes from week to week. Whatever you do well as a team, you keep building upon that as the season goes. So, unscouted looks all the way through.
When it comes to tackling, there were a lot of missed tackles in week 1. How hard is it to practice it when you don't do that live tackling in practice? Is it always something at the start of the season that you see more missed tackles in week 1 than any other week, do you think?
It's still early, so, you know, I can't say that you see it more now than any other season. I mean, any other time during the season because it's just one of those things. It's a mindset. It's not really about practicing anything. You know, obviously, we don't practice tackling, so you're not going to be able to get a feel for that during the week. It's just about having a mindset to get the guy down in the game.
What have you seen out of Ivory and Chris Johnson? Kind of different styles from those two guys, but you got to find a way to stop both of them.
Right. You know, both good backs. So, both good backs. You know, obviously, the difference in the two. Ivory, inside a tackle, more physical runner. Chris, speedster. So, good balance. We gotta be well aware of who's in the game and what formation they're in to try to shut down this run. I think so. I think pretty much everybody in the league is running it, besides a handful of teams. Everybody is trying to sprinkle that in at some point or another. So I think, you know, we're going to see it, but we'll be fine against it.
What do you have to do about it? What needs to be done in there against that offense?
Everything could be done better. Mentioned the tackling, communication could be better. The play style and the play speed could be better, faster. So, you know, all of those things could be better, and that's what we're focusing on, improving.
As a pass rusher, when you see a young quarterback coming in, you've got your home crowd, and you've got a guy who hasn't necessarily had that much road success. Do you lick your chops as a pass rusher to get after a young guy?
Not really. You got to stop the run to be able to have a chance to rush the passer. So that's where our focus is at, trying to shut the run game down. And then once we get to that phase of the game where we could, you know, unleash the pass rush, then we'll get to that. But first and foremost is shutting the run down.
When you say we don't know what they're going to do, is that week 2 NFL in general, or is that the Jets in particular?
It's really just everybody in general, the whole NFL, like, you know. I don't know what they're going to do. You know, we watched film on what they did last week. They may come out and run a lot of what they ran last week, but they may not. You know, you got to be ready. You know, they could come out with a whole new running attack, and then we're going to have to find a way to stop that. So just play what you see and try to get it done.
You got a taste of it in the preseason, but your first regular season game with the home team on this field, how much are you looking forward to that?
I'm looking forward to it. You know, it's a home opener. It's a great time of the season, not only for our team, but for the fans, for the whole town. So it's a big deal. And, you know, we're excited to get started at home this year.